Yes, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and every day we are featuring the success and the stories of entrepreneurs, and we are the number one internet publisher in New England. Today, we are being hosted by our friends at JED Insurance in Foxborough, not the Raynham office, the new office, and that means my co-host is John Dustin. Hi, John.
Jeff, great to be here. This will be a fun segment on helping business owners clean up their operations for spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. But John, you got a new office, didn't you?
We do.
Do you want to tell us just a little bit about where it is?
Yeah, it's down in Raynham, Mass, at the intersection of 138 and 495, right on Broadway, and it's up and operating. So if you're in the area, feel free to stop by and visit.
So not only are you doing PNC insurance, but you're also an entrepreneur. You're expanding.
I think we try, yeah.
You try. Our next guest, someone you know very well, I don't, but I will soon, Kevin Hallinan.
That's good.
Partner at Winning Incorporated.
Yes.
Wow. So we're going to talk about winning, right?
We are.
How do we win?
We don't lose.
How do we don't lose? Tell us about it.
Winning Incorporated is a, we call ourselves a sales and leadership development team. So that means we work with individuals, small companies, large companies. We even work with attorneys and CPAs around all things selling. So often people come to us because they're concerned because they don't have consistent sales growth. They may be frustrated that they have, let's say, a lot of people they're talking to, prospective clients or customers, but they can't seem to get as many of those as they want across the finish line. And for larger organizations with a sales team, sometimes those leaders wonder, you know, they wonder if they have the right people on board in those sales roles to get them to the next level. And so we work in all those areas.
So Kevin, would you say that you're really bringing, and I'm a little biased because I'm familiar with Kevin's company and have utilized him, you're really bringing a system to a company that really doesn't have a system?
Yes. Oftentimes you have, let's say you have three or four salespeople or 30 or 40 salespeople. They all tend to do their own, they use their own style or do their own thing. And to your point, yes, we help them execute a systematic approach to selling.
If a company's struggling, though, do you sometimes feel like the sales leadership isn't correct? So it's not always the people in the field. It could be the leadership that doesn't understand the process and this, you know, the selling tail and all of that.
Yeah, so to be fair, some sales leaders get, well, oftentimes a sales leader becomes a sales leader because they had success in selling. It doesn't mean they're trained and equipped to lead.
Transferable.
Correct.
Different skill sets.
Correct. Now, you can see good people do good things over time. The clients that ask us for help, they want to shorten that window of growth for either the salesperson or, in this case, the sales leader.
So I heard you say, you know, talk about selling skills, closing skills, which I consider to be a little bit, you know, a subset, people processes. Do you also look at compensation where necessary?
Sometimes. There are experts that do that. I don't claim to be an expert in compensation, but for smaller firms, that's always a question. How do I create a compensation plan that motivates and incents? So, yes, we do a little bit of that.
Right. Interesting.
How about helping? One of the pitfalls I see with a lot of small and medium businesses is attracting talent. There's a limited pool of salespeople. Does your firm get involved in that acquisition?
We do. We have, again, we like the word system, John. You used it. Thank you. We believe in a systematic approach to whatever we're doing, and we have a systematic approach to identifying, attracting, and hiring good talent.
You know, I've seen over the last 20 years a lot of franchise selling systems that are out there that people sort of buy into a franchise. How do you differentiate yourself and, you know, to create your value proposition?
That's a good question. We are out networking. I mean, I know John's a really strong networker. That's how he and I met a number of years ago. And most of our business comes from relationships. So rather than plugging in like that, we feel like, and we better be good, right? It's 'cause that's what we're supposed to be doing. We feel like that we can generate business just by talking to our current clients, talking to our network contacts, and it's been very effective that way.
So businesses that are sort of stuck or in a slump, do you help them? Like, you go in, I'm sure they may not have the right metrics. We're in a slump. What do you do for us?
All right. Well, the first thing we do, and this is
almost.
Did you say I was in a slump?
The last, what, 40 years?
Excuse me, 60 years.
Let's clarify. Let's keep the facts straight. One of the first things that we do is we assess. So we look at strengths, weaknesses. We look at what people are doing currently. And then develop a plan around that. So what we find, and to use the theme of spring cleaning, we find that a lot of people have mental clutter. They're thinking about too much. They're not focused when it comes to building their business. 5% of Americans, many people have heard this stat. Every time I've read an article with these stats, it's the same thing over and over. 5% of people have their goals in writing. So we start there. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Where do you want your revenues to be by the end of this quarter, this half year, this next year? And then from goals, then you can develop a plan, a systematic plan, right? How do I know if cold calling is part of my prospecting mix, or if going to network events is a part of my prospecting mix, or if having one-on-one coffee meetings with good centers of influence, good network contacts is part of my mix, how many times should I do those things? So we can help clients determine what that mix should be and then help them develop a plan to hold themselves, and often we hold them accountable as well.
I forget which consultant was out in the field and sort of stressed the front room, back room. Do you find a lot of business owners lose sight of the fact that they should be producing and selling, and they end up getting in the weeds, and then the business slows down and they're trying to put plugs everywhere?
One of the mantras that if you hang around long enough, you'll hear us say, the number one killer of prospecting, whatever form that takes for whatever organization we're talking to, whether it's an individual or a company, is success. So you can equate that to busyness. I don't have time to fill in the blank, get on the phone, go to a network event, because I'm busy. So, absolutely.
Now, I agree with everything you're saying, and I think a lot of what you're saying are what I would call the basic principles mm-hmm. of selling. If you can't do the basic principles of selling, you can't sell. Mm-hmm. But in today's world, some of the more breakthrough salespeople I've known are really adept at lead generation through social marketing, and they're really talented at knowing how to generate leads that way. John mm-hmm. actually does a lot of social marketing, a lot of useless social marketing, a lot of dog stuff.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking. Do you also get into that, sort of help salespeople to understand how to use that for lead generation?
Yes, we do.
Sorry, John. I didn't really mean that.
No, now, my dog is offended.
Cute dog.
I will draw a differentiation. We are not marketing experts, so
right.
Our focus is not in lead gen. But in working with salespeople and sales organizations, yes, we help them use social media, whether it's their own posts or leveraging the power of social networking, for sure.
Because that really is a differentiator over the last 10 years for people. I mean, traditionally, we all went out to networking groups. We all mm-hmm. socialized. Mm-hmm. We all did a lot of lead generation. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I would call old-fashioned brick-and-mortar, legs-on-the-street type
sure.
of concepts.
Sure.
And a lot of people nowadays are learning how to stay home to do lead initial generation, and then go out actually on the call itself. So they're sort of bypassing a lot of traditional methods. And I've seen a lot of people successful with that. So you would help them also with, sort of figuring out their strategy, their balance of their attack?
Yes, and that's the word, strategy. The old fashioned, if you will, the feet on the street, that's still a good effective way to generate relationships in business. Yes, it's augmented with LinkedIn and social media, Instagram, et cetera. But you still can't replace the person-to-person contact.
Right.
We all read LinkedIn posts and social media posts, and the one I get a kick out of is cold calling is dead, right? It's not.
I still call.
It's a balance, everyone needs the cold call, and it often creates that cold, feeling down the spine when you mention it to people, but if you can learn how to be very effective at making a cold call,
it's the most transferable skill you'll ever have.
Absolutely.
I'll even say more, the spontaneous call, which is a cold call. And just on the week, a couple of days ago, I sent Alex a lead of someone I met on the streets. Mm-hmm. People have underestimated what it means to just be out there and circulating in the world.
I agree.
And to your point, the other thing I do when I read those articles is I look at who the author is and who their target audience mm-hmm. is. So you could be a food manufacturer. You're not going to cold call an individual consumer, but if I'm selling mm-hmm. wealth management, insurance, other personal products, cold calling is incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. Kevin, if I'm a listener and entrepreneur and I'm having apprehension, I think a lot of times companies slow down their sales, their numbers start getting bad. What size company should I be calling Kevin for? What sort of industries and markets are we serving to do this cleanup?
That's actually a tough question to answer because all right, somebody asked me a couple of years ago, it was a prospective client, and they just asked the question, how many industries are you in? And I couldn't give them a good number. So I went back to the office, and I actually looked it up. And in I've been with the company for 15 years. Winning Inc. has been a company for 20 years. Just in my 15, I'm in the 16th year, 100 at the time, this was last year, 106 different industries. So
awesome.
The hard part is, do you have a vertical? Well, anybody who has to sell, right? That's our target. Whether they're a solopreneur or a brand name Fortune 50 company, anyone with a sales team of 1, 2, 10, 100, 1,000 can be a client. And in any of those industries you mentioned and more.
I agree with you 100%. Mm. You can learn the product, you can learn the service, but mm-hmm. if you don't know how to sell, mm-hmm. you don't. You know, it's like a lawyer can work across different specialties if they know how to litigate.
Exactly.
A good salesperson is a good salesperson, and the skill is transferable if they're willing to learn and do the work. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. I think I've agreed with everything you've said today. So that could be a
Maybe
problem
I should
for
be
you.
More controversial.
Kevin, if someone wants to find you at Winning Incorporated, how would they do that?
That's great. Can I give out a phone number?
You can do whatever you want.
I'll start with that. 617-327-3950, or better, it's winninginc.com.
Wow. Come back again, talk about sales, maybe a sales case for us.
Sure.
Right?
Thank you.
Turn around a sales force, that would be good. And I want to thank again our host, John Dustin of JED Insurance. Thanks, John.
Jeff, great to be here. Kevin, it was a pleasure having you
thank
on.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Happy
and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to JED Insurance and Radio Entrepreneurs after this short break.